Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I
We give him thanks. We give him praise. We certainly give him honor. Truly, God is good, and his mercies endure for all generations. We truly give him the praise and the glory and the honor for his kindness, his loving kindness, and his mercy that endure forever. Can't nobody love us the way that the Lord loves us. Amen. And we are so grateful for his compassions, his grace. His grace, truly, his grace is sufficient. When I think on his goodness and all that he does for us every day, every moment, moment by moment, you know, I can truly say that, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I'm truly grateful for, through it all, we give thy name praise. You know, it's just truly a blessing. Truly is a blessing. I thank God that he's above all. The tide looks low. And he's moved with compassion. Amen. Oh, bless his holy and righteous name. We bless his name. We exalt him in the earth. We give him the highest praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Worthy, worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy to receive praises. Worthy to receive all the glory and all the honor. And if we had 1,000 tongues, we could not praise him enough. You know, we could not thank him enough for everything that he does. Every good. Understand me. Every good and perfect gift come from the Father above. There's no shadow of variance, you know, of turning. You just give him thanks. Can't make it. You hear me? Can't make it without him. Can't make it without him. Amen. You know, we are truly blessed for this end time service. Things that the Holy Spirit is sharing with us concerning the signs of the end. You know, signs and the times that we're living in. We're living in the end time. Jesus is soon to come. He's coming back for church without spot, without wrinkle, without blemish. But he's coming back. Amen. Bible let us know the old creation. And creatures, as well as the creation, groaneth and travaileth, waiting for the redemption of our bodies. So we are so grateful. You know, this earth is groaning and travailing, waiting on the redemption. God created the world, and then he restored it. Left Adam here, told him to take dominion over this world. The world, the earth belonged to man. The heaven belonged to God. Adam lost it. You know, Adam lost his state. And now we have a world that's lost in sin and segregation. Jesus came here to redeem us. Amen. So the whole earth groaneth and travaileth, waiting on the redemption. Jesus came back to, came here, took on sinful flesh to destroy sin in the flesh and to redeem us. Our kinsmen redeem us from the curse of the law, from the curse of sin. Amen. And we are so grateful. We are so grateful. Today's message, we're taking our message from Matthew 24. We're still teaching from the end time. We're going to pick up our message, our lesson here, Matthew chapter 24. Amen. We are starting at verse 27. For as the light cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be. For whosoever the carcass is, there will the eagle be together. Immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven. Power of heaven shall be shaken. And then shall appear the signs of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn. And they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. And he shall send his angels with a great sound of the trumpet and shall gather together his elect from the four winds, from the end of the heaven to the other. Amen. We thank God for the reading of his word. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, Father, we come before your throne of grace, before your throne of mercy. Father, we lift our hands as a sign of surrender. Father, we cry out for forgiveness of sin. We ask you, Lord, to wash us in your blood, cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Give us of thy spirit, Lord God, fresh and anew. Fresh filling of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We ask, Lord, that you would send your word with power and conviction in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Lord, we call on the greatest teacher, that is, the Holy Ghost, the very spirit of truth. We ask him to lead us and guide us and teach us. Bring all things back to our remembrance, the things that are necessary for this worship experience on tonight. Lord, we are so grateful for your word. And give us an ear to hear and a heart to believe. Give us faith, Lord God. Faith to believe. Faith to believe. And grace to perform those things that are necessary that you purpose in our life. Thank you for the grace. Thank you for the faith to believe. Thank you for this hour of worship. Lord, I thank you for strengthening those things that remain, the things that we are weak in. We ask that you build us up in the name of Jesus Christ. Build us up, Lord God, that you touch this mortal frame in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord God, for these services. Send your word, Lord, with power and conviction in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we decrease now that you may increase. You get out of the way. Our soul says yes to your will, yes to your way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we come. We bless your holy and righteous name. In Jesus' name, thank God, and amen. Amen, amen. Jesus Christ coming back in the eastern sky, riding on a white horse. Jude recalled the mind that he would come back with 10,000s of his saints. And when he comes back, the whole world will see him. You know, they will see him. He's coming back to fight in this battle. So the battle is not ours, but the battle is the Lord. 10,000s of his saints. Amen. Let's just let our eye and our mind open up to this word so that we can catch it, so that we can visualize what the Lord is going to do. You know, the supper feast is now over. You know, the angel blows the trump, the seventh trumpet judgment. And he stepped forth on a white horse. You know, he's clothed. Let's go to Revelation chapter 19 and pick it up there. Revelation chapter 19. Let's look at verse 11. And I saw heaven open. And behold, a white horse, and he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in his right, in his righteousness, he doth judge and make war. Let me read that again. Revelation chapter 19, verse 11. And I saw the heavens open, and behold, a white horse. He that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in the righteousness, he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame, and on his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with a vesture dipped in blood. And his name was called the Word of God. Amen? The Word of God. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he treadeth the winepress of his fierceness, of the winepress of the fierceness of wrath of the Almighty God. And on his vesture and on his thigh a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I saw the angel standing in the sun, and he cried with a loud voice, saying to all the fowls that fly in the midst of the heavens, come and gather yourselves together unto the supper of the great God, and ye shall eat the flesh of kings, and the flesh of captains, and the flesh of mighty men, and the flesh of horses, and of them that sit upon them, and the flesh of men, both free and bound, both small and great. Amen. Verse 19, and I saw the beast and the king of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him that sat upon the horse and against his army. We certainly thank God for understanding, you know, and this understanding how God writes history in advance. He's able to peer through the annals of time and write history and tell us about those things that are to come. The revealing of his word, he opens his words to us, and he gives us understanding of the time that we're living in. Brothers and sisters, we're living in the end time. These are things to come. The battle of Armageddon, where God gathers those unclean spirits. There are three of them that are released on the earth. Frogs, they say, I'm told. And they're released and they gather together. The one world, those things, those people that are connected to the one world order, to a strategic place called the Valley of Jehoshaphat or Megiddo, where they're gathered here for the last stand, you know, where God is to fight in this battle, comes in defense of Israel, you know, when the Antichrist making war here on the earth. And when he comes against Israel is when Jesus Christ comes back to fight in this battle, the battle of Armageddon, the battle of Megiddo. Those that took the mark of the beast, you know, that mark in their forehead and in their forearm, in order to buy and sell, you must be a part of the one world system, you know, in order to buy and sell. Of course, you can't imagine the number of people that are here to fight in this battle. You know, the leaders of the Tento Kingdom, the revised Roman Empire, those will be here. The false prophet, the Antichrist, and the old dragon, Satan, will be here. They'll be drawn to this place. Amen. They'd be drawn to this place where the battle is fought. Amen. The Bible let us know that the Lord shall appear in the clouds, you know, in the eastern sky with 10,000 of his saints. They appear in the eastern cloud, and every eye shall see him when he appears. Every eye shall see him. You know, the fowls of the air gather to this strategic place to eat of the flesh of horses and the flesh of men. Amen. Jesus Christ comes back to the Mount of Olives, or through the eastern gate, out to the western gate, to this place called Megiddo, where the battle is fought. Let's go to 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 2. 2 Thessalonians, chapter 2. Second Thessalonians, let's look at verse 7. And the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way, and then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. even him who cometh is after the working of Satan with all powers and signs and lying wonders and with all deceitfulness and unrighteousness and them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Let me read that again. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 7. The mystery of iniquity thus already works. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way, and then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Let me read that again. Whom the Lord, the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him who cometh is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders. Amen? The Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and the brightness of his appearance. You know, the battle is the Lord. The battle of Armageddon, as soon as it's begun, the word is spoken. It's just, you know, we're not talking about ordinary men. We're talking about God. Not ordinary men who have all power, all authority, speaks a word over that situation, over that circumstance. I'm in defense of Israel. And when they themselves in a place called the Valley of Jehoshaphat or Megiddo, the word is spoken, and their eyes spoke, and their flesh fall off of their bones. Eyes fall out of their eye sockets. And the birds of the air are called to consume the flesh of men and horses. The battle is fought, and the battle is won. After the fighting of this battle, the Antichrist, the false prophet, and Satan are thrown into the abyss. Michael chain up Lucifer and cast him into the abyss where he's chained up for 1,000 years. The Lord came on a white horse with 10,000s of his saints for the fighting of this battle. Amen. There will be peace on this earth. God, when he comes here, will establish a kingdom called the Millennium Kingdom. And for a thousand years, there is peace on earth. God is taking things back. The kinsman redeemer, you know, who paid the price for our redemption and the redemption of this world, comes back and he satisfies the debt with his own blood. What can wash away our sin? You know, what could pay the price? The precious blood. The blood that was shed. The blood that was shed on Calvary paid for our redemption and the redemption of this earth. So we thank God that the original owners, we know that the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the world, and they that dwell therein. Peace on this earth for 1,000 years. 1,000 years. you know, the close of one age or one dispensation. Grace closed. There's no more grace. After the battle that's fought, that door is closed. The millennial age, you know, of course, there is going to be a great increase of, there's a great increase of this earth, of the knowledge of God and the things of God. The kingdom of God will be here on this earth. Jesus ruling the whole universe from Jerusalem, from his throne. You know, he'll be here with all the saints. Theocracy, Christ ruling, and of course, there will be no end of his government. You know, there will be no end, you know, of this government, theocracy, and the knowledge of God will be greatly increased all over the world. Amen? So we thank God that God has a plan and a purpose for this world. You know, the world and all those and all of us that remain here. God has a purpose in the things that he's doing. Again, the question is asked, who's on the Lord's side, standing on the Lord's side? Saints, brothers and sisters, we either for him or we're against him. We either for the Lord or we're against him. He is, Christ is the dividing point, the dividing asunder. You know, it's just that simple. You know, we have to make our declaration. Make sure that your calling and your election is sure. Make sure. If the church scarcely make it in, judgment begins at the house of God. Brothers and sisters, judgment is sure. We who have the word and the knowledge of God, things of God, you know, are we going to obey him? That's the question. Are we going to do his will? Are we going to stand with him? Make sure that your calling and your election is sure. You know, God is speaking, people of God. He's speaking today. He's speaking now. He wants to make sure that you understand. Amen. We have the word of God on record as to what he expects from us. You know, we are washed by the washing of the word, the preached word, and the effects of the gospel. The gospel is good news to the believer. You know, what do we do when the word is preached? You know, what do? Let's go back to Revelation chapter 19. Revelation chapter 19. Verse 11. And I saw the heavens open, and behold, a white horse. And he that sat upon him was called Faithful and True. And in his righteousness he doth judge and make war. His eyes were as a flame of fire. You know, just think about it. Flame of fire. And his head were many crowns. And he had a name written that no man knew but he himself. Flames of fire. And on his heads were many crowns. King of kings, you know, victorious, a mighty God, having all power and authority, knowing all things, and in him all things consist. You know, it's just, we've got to understand and know who God is. You know, we got to know who he is. You know, sometimes it's hard to understand because we have nothing to compare it to. You know, there's nothing to compare God to past finding out. You know, we're talking about somebody who has all ability, all power, all understanding. You know, it's beyond comprehension. You know, finite trying to understand something that's infinite power and authority. You know, it's hard to understand. And therefore, it's hard for us to grip who he is. So a lot of times people simply don't know who God is. Coming back, eyes of fire. You know, just having that kind of power, knowing all things, you know, nothing is hidden out of his sight. Eyes of fire. Light and dark are the same to him. In the secret content of a heart. Written that no man knew but he himself. And he was clothed with vesture, dripped in blood, and his name was called the Word of God. His name was called the Word of God. When Paul thought about the Word, he said the Word was powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. The Word was what? Powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword, cutting, you know, between the marrow and the joint of the discerner of the thoughts. You know, think about it. Hebrews 4, verse 16, I believe. Powerful. And the armies which were in heaven followed him upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, white and clean. The saints, we will fight in this battle upon white horses, clothed in fine linen, which is the righteousness of the saints. And out of his mouth goes a sharp sword, that with it he should smite the nations. Who shall be able to stand in this battle? Who shall be able to fight? You know, who can stand against the Lord? Who is able to stand and fight against the Lord? Who's able to do this? So the battle is fought. The brightness of his appearance, and the word of that comes out of his mouth causes flesh to be melted off of the bones, you know, just disintegrate. Who shall be able to fight and stand in this battle? And out of his mouth goeth a sharp sword, that with it should smite the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. And he threadeth the winepress, and the fierceness of it and wrath of the Almighty God. And he have on his vesture and on his thighs a name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You know, it's a wonderful thing to know Jesus. It's a wonderful thing to be on the Lord's side. You know, it's a wonderful thing. Recognizing that he has the authority. And we submit ourselves to him. We lay prostrate. We lift him up. We exalt him on high. The Lamb of God. The Lamb without spot. The Lamb without blemish. You know, we lay prostrate. We submit to him. Recognizing that he has, not only that, it's because of what he means to us. The fact that God loves us. You know, he made a way for us. You know, this thing is personal. You got to know where your help comes from, saints. You got to know who he is. You got to see the Lord for who he is. Yeah. The angels bow in his presence. The angels lay prostrate. And they cry holy. They veil their eyes. They veil their feet. And they cry holy is the Lord God Almighty. From eternity to eternity, they cry holy is the Lord. We got to know who God is. Sometimes I just think that we don't know and that we take so much for granted. The thing about it is King Isaiah, you know, he could not see the Lord. You know, he just couldn't see it. But in the year that King Uzziah died, Isaiah testified that he saw the Lord high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple high and lifted up. Oh, we bless his name. We bless the name of the Lord high and lifted up. Brothers and sisters, he has all authority, power to give life and to take life. He has the power to go into the future and change the future, go in the past and change the past. He's not restricted by any law. Nothing restricts him. He's above everything that he created. He's sovereign. He's, you know, in charge. He has all power, all authority, and not even restricted by his own law. The unmoved move, who's moving everything, while he himself is not moved. He's in every atom, every electron, every proton, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. We thank the Lord that he's God alone. And there's nothing in this world that you can compare him to. He's everywhere at the same time. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's immutable, can't change, stationary in his godness, unchanging. He's the same yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And just think about it. This God can be touched with the feelings of all infirmity, yet without sin. Just think about it. Who is merciful, kind, and compassionate. Who loves us in spite of, you know, God loves us. What a God kind of love. Unconditionally. He loves you because he is love. Lord of lords, King of kings. And he asks us to come on over on the Lord's side. Come on over. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man allows me to come in, I will come in and sup with you. I will in no wise cast you out. You know, come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavenly laden. I will give you rest. Come unto me. A God who's so loving, so kind, who's unselfish, who created somebody that he can relate to, that can relate to him. God, who's rich in mercy, wherewith he first loved us. You know, mercy and grace, who's rich in mercy. Amen. We certainly thank God for being God, who can be the judge, you know, who has all authority, who sees all, and you know, who is the righteous judge. You know, he's not going to judge us unrighteously. He will judge us righteously. So we thank God. We certainly thank God. We thank you, and we thank you again for making all things possible, including the knowledge of your word. God, we just want to say thank you for making a way out of no way, opening up a door, and behold, no man cometh to the Father. He says, but by me. I am the door that you may might enter in and find rest. We thank God for today's message. We bless his holy and righteous name. We just wanted to shed some more light, more understanding of the battle of Armageddon. You know, it's going to be so tempting to take the mark of the beast, the false prophet, you know, claiming to be God, doing all kinds of signs and wonders, and to be a part of the one world order, to have the mark of the beast. You have the ability to eat, go into marketplaces and buy and sell, you know, find things that you need. 7 years of tribulation. But in order to be a part of the one world system, one must have need of the mark of the beast. And for people who don't know anything about God, who are simply driven by the natural causes, the natural order of things, you know, they just simply do the natural thing. And don't be fooled or carried away. The one world system is in place. It was established in 1776. You know, the one world system, you know, the one world banking system, the one world religion, and the one world government. These things are in place. They're in place so that when the Antichrist is revealed, he can be placed in power. When he who now will let, when he be taken out of the way, then he can be revealed. The Lord will destroy with the brightness of his appearing and the word of his, the spirit, the word of his mouth. Amen. So don't be fooled. You know, don't be taken advantage of. The system is already in place. When the church is raptured, when he who now will let, when the church is raptured, Jesus Christ come back for his church in the cloud, he shall descend and call up those that are dead, bring them back with him. They call up their bodies. You know, they will simply take on their mortal form, their bodies, their glorified body. Church will be raptured. Those that are asleep will be changed. And we who alive and remain shall be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So let us understand. God has a plan. You know, God has a plan. And the will of God will be done. He has a plan. So we thank God that he's not without a plan. I'm trying to tell you, he does everything. He's doing everything. And we bless his holy and righteous name. And the wonderful thing is the fact that he's allowed us to know what his will is for this world and this life. We bless you. Is there any questions concerning our service on tonight? Is there any questions? If there be not, then we're going to go ahead and close. Heavenly Father, in the precious name of Jesus Christ, we give you thanks, God. Thanks for your word. We give you thanks for the greatest teacher that is, the Holy Ghost, the very Spirit of truth. We thank you, God, for making it known, making understanding known, for making things clear, for opening up our understanding about the mysteries of your gospel and the things that will come on this earth. Father, we just ask for grace and mercy. We just ask for grace and mercy, and to give you thanks, and to give you praise, and to give you glory, and to give you honor. Father, we recognize where we are and whose we are. We just ask you, Lord God, to speak into the heart, the ears of the people of this world and this life, that you change their vile nature to give them a concern for their soul, for their lives, that you would speak to them, Lord. Angels on assignment that would speak into the ear of man and draw them to the truth, that they might know the truth and be saved. Father, we just ask for an understanding heart. You know, take away the heart of stone, give us a heart of flesh. We just command that Satan would loose the people. You know, we command that he loose them, that he would let them go. Let them be saved, Lord God. Let them be changed. In the name of Jesus Christ, move, Lord God. Move, God, by your Spirit. You know, touch heart to heart. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh God, touch, Lord, as you move through this place. Shine a light from above, Lord God. Show us the way of salvation. Speak a word, Lord, words of eternal life. Speak over us in the name of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord. If there be any help, God, help us to make it and to see Jesus. Bless us, Lord, and we shall be blessed. Not only us, but our children and our family members everywhere, people of this world, this life. Oh, God, help us. Oh, bless us, Lord, and we shall be blessed. Keep us, God, and we shall be kept, is our prayer. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. We thank God. We thank God. Amen.